From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Britain and the U.S. have agreed to jointly fund a counterterrorism police unit in Yemen as part of an intensified effort against terrorism following the failed plot to blow up a U.S.-bound aircraft. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
In a statement, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's office says the two countries agreed to increase their joint work to tackle the emerging terrorist threat from both Yemen and Somalia. Brown's office says in addition to the counterterrorism police unit, the nations will also cooperate in supporting the Yemeni Coast Guard. The statement says the increased joint initiative from the U.S. and U.K. has been discussed in a series of phone calls since the failed terror plot. In Somalia, the statement says, both President Obama and the Prime Minister believe a larger peacekeeping force is needed, and both nations will support this at the United Nations Security Council. The White House has not confirmed the agreement, but the president has vowed to work with the Yemeni government to strike al-Qaeda terrorist. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The American general overseeing the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was in Yemen Saturday. A government official says General David Petraeus met with the president as the U.K. and the U.S. step up aid to help Yemen fight al-Qaeda. Afghanistan's parliament has dealt a setback to President Hamid Karzai. It has rejected 17 of his 24 cabinet nominees. Among those rejected were the incumbent women's affairs minister, the only female in the cabinet, and the incumbent energy minister, a warlord from a western province. The charitable foundation operated by former President Bill Clinton has released its list of donors. The release fulfills an openness pledge made by President Obama when he nominated Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
This is the second disclosure of Clinton Foundation donors, and it's designed to respond to concerns about potential conflicts of interest for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. In fact, foreign governments are among major donors, including Norway with $10 to $25 million in the last decade, and Oman with $1 to $5 million. The list gives only a range of donation amounts and doesn't specify amounts for 2009 alone. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Brunei gave in past years, but not last year. The current donors include the Australian government's foreign aid program. The Clintons have also agreed to let government ethics officers review foreign government donations. Corporations and private charities are also major benefactors. The White House had no comment about the disclosure. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
There has been a major drug arrest in Mexico. Mexican federal police say they have captured Carlos Beltran Levia just 2 weeks after Mexican troops killed his brother Arturo in a shootout. The two men and their three brothers founded the Beltran Levia drug cartel. Officials say Carlos Beltran Levia was arrested in the northern state of Sinaloa on Wednesday. His capture has just been revealed. This is NPR News. A Florida man who sparked a massive manhunt is said to be in police custody tonight. A police spokesman says Paul Marriage has been arrested by U.S. Marshals at a motel in the Florida Keys. The manhunt for Marriage stemmed from the Thanksgiving Day killings of four family members. There had been a $100,000 reward for information leading to his capture. The television show America's Most Wanted ran a segment on him earlier tonight. Climate scientists will be getting two new supercomputers to aid them in predicting the future of global temperatures. NPR's Jill Palka has more.
There are so many variables to consider when trying to predict Earth's climate that only a supercomputer is capable of doing it in a reasonable amount of time. The Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory is purchasing one of the computers. According to an authoritative list of the world's fastest computers, Oak Ridge already has the first and third fastest supercomputers in the world. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is providing the funds for the new computer. The National Center for Atmospheric Research is also planning to expand its supercomputing capabilities. That agency will be building a new supercomputer center in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The new facility will be built with the newest and most energy-efficient designs to minimize its impact on global climate. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters say a winter storm off the New England coast is still getting stronger, and that means intervals of heavy snow in some areas. Maine, along with the mountains of Vermont and New Hampshire, could get anywhere from 6 inches to more than a foot of snow before the storm moves out of the region tomorrow night. Light snow is already falling, and it is expected to increase in intensity. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.